Hey, what's happening, folks? Matt Richards here, and welcome to the Complete Marketer Podcast. It's great to have you listening today. As always, appreciate you listening in. Today, I want to talk about personal development and how much personal development should you be doing in your business. Now, personal development is obviously fantastic. You need to be investing in yourself with, lessons, courses, time, books, programs, videos, whatever it is. When I say investing in yourself, I don't just mean money. I mean watching stuff, reading stuff, doing stuff. You should be looking to improve yourself all the time. And personal development, it's no secret that personal development is the key to success and has been, pointed to as the key to success by so many successful people over the decades, So the first and foremost, personal development can be and is something that every single person, should use because it's highly effective. Now, there is also another side to personal development, and this is something that I speak about, but I don't hear many other coaches or trainers actually speaking about it. And I think it's something that a lot more people need to be aware of. Personal development can also be counterproductive. I know some people that won't prospect because they don't have time, but will happily sit and watch 2 hours of videos a day on YouTube. I know some people personally that don't have time to pick up the phone to call their prospects, but have time to spend 45 minutes reading a book every single day. I know people that have all this knowledge inside their brain because they've spent years investing in themselves, but they're getting nowhere with business because they're not applying any of that knowledge. Personal development is good and it's effective if you're using and actually applying what you're learning. And I don't think many people have the correct balance between learning and being active. So, for example, what I should say to you is, when you're online and you follow different trainers, they're all going to say different things. Some people will say you need to spend an hour a day reading. Some will say you need to spend 30 minutes a day reading. Some will say you need to spend an hour a day on a video. Some will say you need to watch a Facebook Live every single day. Some will say you need to go on YouTube every day. You need to go on a course every day. Now, one thing that I would highly recommend to everybody that's listening in is to work on percentages, not on a specific number. So, for example, you shouldn't be doing an hour's worth of training just because somebody else has told you that you should do an hour's worth of training. And what I mean by that is, if you've only got 90 minutes a day to build your business, you shouldn't be spending an hour of it reading a book. To me, that is just like terrible time management. It's terrible in regards to helping yourself to move forward. It's terrible in regards to actually implementing what you're learning. And it's terrible to actually take some action and get some results with what you know. So, for example, if I only worked an hour a day, say if I worked an hour a day, I would say 10 to 15 minutes personal development. If I worked an hour and a half a day, I might say half an hour to 40 minutes. If I work 2 hours a day, I might say 45 minutes to an hour on personal development. So what I would say is, plan out your personal development based on how much time you actually spend building a business, or how many times you can apply yourself to a business or something to do with your business. And this is going to vary from different people. This is why I do these podcasts, because they're like 5 and 10 minutes long, and this is something that is accessible to absolutely everybody. So if you're only building your business for half an hour, you could easily listen to a podcast for 5 minutes, and that's not counterproductive. If you're building your business for an hour, you might catch up with a couple of episodes of a podcast, and that's not counterproductive. Whereas if you sit reading a book for like 40 minutes out of your 1 hour building a business, I guarantee you're going to be stuck and you're going to be in the exact same position this time next year. So you have to be careful that you don't become this sort of sponge, absorbing all this information that you actually forget to apply yourself. Please remember, the most important things in businesses today is, number one, prospecting. You need to get out there. You need to get your name out there. You need to get your offer out there. You need to be connecting with people. That is non-negotiable. All these people talk about attraction marketing and stuff. It's effective. It's good, it works, but if you don't have the results that you've got right now, you're looking for right now, you need to get out there and make it work. So prospecting, messaging, contacting people is the most important thing in business, bar none. If you have to skip reading a book today because you haven't messaged anybody, so be it. It is the most important thing. The second most important thing is consistency in your marketing. If you're not showing up and you're not regularly showing your face on your channel that you choose to build your business with, people are going to forget you. So if you've got a podcast channel and you're not doing podcasts, people aren't going to plug into podcast. If you've got a Facebook profile and you're posting once every 3 days, people aren't going to follow you. If you've got a Facebook group and you're never going live and never offering content, nobody's going to follow you. So you've got to make sure that you're consistent. You've got to make sure that you're showing up for your audience, but also for the opportunity to attract brand new people into your business on a regular basis. And those are the two most important things. If you are not doing those in your business yet, put your books down, turn off this podcast, stop doing personal development, because there is no point you learning how to do backflip or how to do anything if you're never going to have the confidence to do it. It's no good learning to drive if you're never going to jump in the car and actually go and drive somewhere. It is a waste of time. And this is the difference between me and a ton of other coaches who keep saying the same thing over and over and over again. Personal development should be a part of your life. Personal development is effective, but it is something that you also have to find a balance with. Otherwise, it can be counterproductive. And that's what today is all about. So guys, I hope you took some value away from this. As I said, look at your own time frame, look at your own schedule, and make sure you schedule it into suit so you have the correct balance between action and learning. And I promise you, you will move forward a lot quicker in your business and get some tangible results. And also feel a bit happier as well if you are somebody that has your head stuck in books constantly, but you're not applying yourself. Guys, I hope you took value from this. Feel free to share and, you know, plug this in, plug other people into this podcast by sharing it into your groups, your chats, and all good stuff. If you haven't done so yet, remember to subscribe to this channel, and I will catch you all very soon in the next episode. Bye bye.